get your Bibles out this evening, and I want you to turn to Psalm 68. Psalm number 68. Psalm 68. And once you arrive at Psalm 68, let's find verse number 16. Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse number 16. And then stand with me, if you would, please. I'm going to read out loud. You, of course, can follow along silently. Let me tell you right off the bat, I'm not going to be lengthy. I know you've had a long day and there's a lot of energy put into today. My sermon couldn't get any simpler. I just want to talk to you about this. I'm going to tell you about what good music does for us. There's just something about good music, and we've seen that today. I'm sure your heart has been warmed and your spirit has been challenged. And there's something that good music does for us, and I'm going to show you what that is according to the Scripture. Psalm 68, starting with verse 16, it says, "Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord would dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Selah, if you'll look back at me, I believe that good music is loaded with spiritual benefit. It's almost like taking a multiple vitamin. It just does something to spiritually energize you. I'll show that to you in just a moment. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help. Father, I certainly want to do the subject tonight justice, which means my personality will need to be removed and yours inserted. Holy Spirit of God, reach down from eternity past, eternity future, and do something in the now. Father, you knew who would be here tonight. You knew what would be preached. And Lord, now help us not to miss it. Help us not to miss your intent for this service. Please, Holy Spirit, take now the preaching and use it to bring glory to Jesus Christ, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. That verse said, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." You wouldn't have to work at it very hard to figure out God loadeth us with benefits. And they're daily benefits. In Psalm 103, verse number 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, we today have had our redneck revival, and we've had a lot of fun. I would tell you this, when we had our meal, we could have taken a look at the ingredients in some of that wild mountain food, and you would have said, "Oh my." But it would have, there have been a variety of ingredients. Now, sometime when you go to the store, take a jar or a can or something you purchase and look at the ingredients. Lots of ingredients. Some things you don't even know what they are. But they're in there, and they make some of the tastiest foods. Well, there's something very unique about the Bible. It's full of ingredients. And those ingredients are what make the Christian life what they are. Now, the Bible tells us that when we got saved, not only did we get salvaged from hell, but God said, "I load you up with benefits." So if you're saved, boy, that was enough. We get to go to heaven. Jesus saved us. We're born again. But there's more to it than that. You not only got this thing called salvation, you not only do not have to go to hell, but you're going to heaven. But, you know, did you realize that when you got saved, God became your Father? Did you know that when you got saved, the Holy Spirit moved inside you and is sealed there into the day of redemption? Did you know that God gave you an ability to have victory over sin? I've watched a lot of people said, "You know, I tried to give up this bad habit or that bad habit before salvation. I couldn't get anywhere. I got saved and somehow I was able to conquer a vice or a sin in my life." God gives us the strength to do that. And that came available to us at salvation. Get this. When you got saved, God helped you to have an ability to understand the Bible. Now, some of you that maybe got saved a little older in life, can you remember in your youth or further back in your life when you'd go to look at the Bible or somebody talk to you about the Bible and you say, that just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand that. Then you get saved. And all of a sudden the preacher's preaching and you say, I get that. That's not so hard. What happened? At salvation, an understanding of the Word of God was just intensified in your life. Hey, you and I, we get the privilege of influencing other people for heaven. When did that happen? When we got saved. You see, there's all sorts of benefits that God gives us. What are those? Those are all the ingredients of the Christian life. I guess you could say a bit in a way, they're the ingredients of salvation. Now, in the Bible, there are a lot of ingredients that make Christian music good music. I'm not going to throw a fit about rock and roll and country and all that. I'm not even going to mention them tonight. But I would tell you this, that the Christian music that's made available to us, it's amazing what it does for us. And if you wanted to really understand Christian music, there are ingredients that are totally different than the music in the world. And those ingredients are what enrich our lives. Around here, we like good music. Amen. And thank God, we have a great music program. And we enjoy that music program. Now, the sermon is going to get a whole lot simpler than what it already is. But I'm going to tell you this. If you didn't know it, the book of Psalms, I would call that God's songbook. It's full of songs. And whatever God put in the book of Psalms shows us the ingredients of music written by God. So if God said, I'm putting this in my music, I'm putting this in my songs, then you and I, we ought to follow suit. But we can also know what God thinks is a proper ingredient for good music. So you all know, when we get to heaven, the music is going to be specific. It's going to be scriptural. The only thing that will be diverse about the music in heaven is that if God wanted something, it will be there. But we're going to have very godly, very holy music in heaven. If you come to church and you say, well, I kind of tolerate the music at church, but I really like to turn my radio on some rock station. Let me tell you, when you get to heaven, there's not going to be an option. You're going to listen to godly, good music, and it's going to glorify God. I would recommend that you go ahead and make the changeover, and that way when you get to heaven, you're not miserable standing in a corner by yourself. Now, listen real carefully. I'll talk quickly, but I want to show you some things about the book of Psalms, showing us some of the good things that music does for us and some of the ingredients that makes it what it is. For instance, did you know that good music will encourage you? It'll encourage you. Listen to this verse, Psalm 147, verse 6. It says, the Lord lifted up the meek and cast the wicked down to the ground. Notice it said lifted up. Lifted up, what's that mean? Somebody that was discouraged got lifted up. Now, I'm going to promise you the right kind of music is going to lift you up. As we've been listening to the music, whether it was an offertory, a congregational song, or the specials of today, I just about imagine you say, wow, that's encouraging. You just sat there and you said, somebody felt like something was lifted off of you today. It's just music. But what was it? Good music lifts you up. That's what the scripture says. See, that is a psalm, Psalm 147, verse 6. What did God put in his song? He said, I can lift you up. But let me tell you something. Bad music will push you down. Bad music will ruin your spirit. Let me go on. Good music challenges you toward victory. I'll tell you this also. I think good music will challenge you toward work. Work and victory. Let me give you a psalm from God's songbook. It says in Psalm 98:1, a psalm. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand, his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. You know what that's teaching? That's teaching victory. And it's teaching that there have been some marvelous works that have been done. So what are we doing? We're singing about victory. And we're singing in that psalm about work. using the arm to accomplish. We sing a song that's in our songbook, to the work, to the work. We are servants of God. Let us follow the paths our master have trod. You know, folks, work is good for people. Christian music talks about working for God. And so, you know, work's not a cuss word. It's a good thing. We are to work for the Lord. And I believe one of the ingredients of good music encourages us to accomplish and to work. And music's not all about you kicking back and just watching life go by. You're not on a tropical island with the pina colada. Should have thought about it before I tried to use the word. Whatever that drink is, and, you know, with a straw hat on, and that's what music's all about. Really, good music is going to tell you to work, accomplish, and serve God. Let me go on. Good music teaches us about good things. Let me read to you from Psalm 25:8. This, again, is a song. God wrote it. And here's some of the lyrics. He wrote, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way." Now here God is talking about good and goodness. Let me tell you, you go out into the world and they're not talking about good in their music. They're not interested in good in their music. And this happens to exalt the goodness of God, but there is the goodness of people. The world teaches us about bad and encourages bad. But the Bible and God's music teaches us about good and encourages good. I kept reading, and I noticed that good music in God's songbook, it teaches us about the importance of humility. For instance, listen to this verse. Psalm 35, verse number 13 says, "But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto mine own bosom." Now, what is this? This is music. Somebody's singing about humility. Can I tell you something? And I want to compliment your family. I didn't sense arrogance. I sensed humility. Somebody knows how great our God is. And we're just humbly serving Him. That's what good music does. Good music doesn't bring attention to you. Good music brings attention to Him. And we are just His humble servants. Now, let me tell you, go out to the concert out in the world and see who they're bringing attention to. You see, good music has a humility to it. Good music, there's a humbleness. Now, listen, I think there's a difference in being cocky and being confident. I think if people are going to sing, they need to sing confidently. Sing out, don't be ashamed. But there's a humility that is a part of good music. I started scanning through the Psalms, trying to figure out, what's those ingredients that, why do they move us like they do as Christians? Well, I noticed they encourage us. They encourage victory. They teach good, not bad. There's a humility involved in it. Not only that, good music motivates. It's motivational. Listen to Psalm 35:23. It says, and remember, this is a song that God wrote in God's songbook. Listen to the lyrics. "Stir up thyself and awake." You know what he was saying? Get excited. Stir yourself up. I happen to believe that good music ought to motivate you and I to want to do something. To want to do something for God. I would almost promise you, when you hear someone singing about the souls of men, it ought to motivate you to want to get somebody saved. I think this. I'd be very shocked as we were watching the instruments and very well played today. I'm going to guess there are people in here that you have some ability on a stringed instrument and you were encouraged or you were stirred to develop that ability further and use it. And it's an ability that God gave you. I like that. When it stirs us to do right. I love it. When somebody sings about heaven, shouldn't it stir us to certain things and the souls of men and to remember our loved ones that went on, and it ought to stir our faith. Hey, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we see it afar, and the Father waits over the way, and there's a dwelling place for you and I there. Good music stirs us. But not only that, I noticed that good music reminds us of eternal things. Eternal things. Let me read a verse to you from God's songbook. It says in Psalm 77:6, I call to remembrance my song in the night. And then he goes on and he starts talking about what he's reminded of. And this is God speaking to the heart of the psalmist and reminding the psalmist of eternal things. Now, folks, let me remind you of something. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon us. Hey, listen, good music reminds us we're not going to be here forever. And I think we need reminded of that. I love it when somebody sings about heaven. Wow. It encourages you and it tenderizes your heart and it brings eternity into view. Look, the old devil's having a heyday out in the world today, and well, what a mess. What a mess that the world's in. I'm glad when we get together in church like this and hear good music that reminds us we're not going to be here forever. We're just passing through. And we've got a Heavenly Father that loves us, and in eternity, it's not going to be like this. Hey, folks, I'm on the winning side. We're on the winning side. And music reminds us of that. It's amazing how powerful music is. Music is a sermon. Music is teaching something. Be careful. Could I tell you? You might want to be careful what kind of music you're listening to. It's teaching you something. Hey, your music is a sermon. I wonder what the lyrics are. I wonder what they're teaching. I wonder how you're being indoctrinated. But you are. You are. Good music. What does it do? It encourages us. What does it do? It promotes victory and work. What does it do? It teaches us good things and to be good. And it's got a humility in it. It's got a motivation in it. It's got eternity in it. But not only that, I think good music purifies us.
Yes, sir.
Good music purifies us. It cleans us up.
Right.
Listen to this verse, Psalm 51:2. And remember, this is God's songbook. God wrote the lyrics to this song, and it says, wash me throughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. You know what somebody was singing about? Cleaning up their life and letting God clean up their life. We heard the song, there's power in the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You're not going to find any music in the world but Christian music that talks about cleaning up your life. Get clean for Jesus' sake. That's the ingredient of the music. When you start putting all these ingredients together, boy, you know what happens? The Holy Spirit of God gets a hold of it. You say, why do I feel this way while that music is being sung? Why is that? I'll tell you why. The ingredients of God combined with the Holy Spirit of God, it's just like somebody that makes you a pie, and you look at all those ingredients, some you don't even realize are going into it. The end product is delicious. It's tantalizing. It's refreshing. It's fun. And you know what you say? Give me another piece of that pie. I want some more of that. That's what good music does for us. God said these are the ingredients that make music special and holy. Let me give you a couple more. I think good music calms us. It calms us. Psalm 29:11. Remember, a psalm written by God, the lyrics. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. You know what he's singing about? Peace. Can I tell you? You go to the average person driving down Highway 70 tonight with their radio on or CD or, they're off the internet and they're getting music. Their music is not bringing peace
right
to their life.
Right.
They're tense. They're unstable. It's not calming their spirit. You say, why? Well, their music's not about heaven. It's not about good. It's not about victory. It's not about any of those things. Oh, but our music, if it's right and it's done right, it brings a calmness to us. I love that song that we sing, the Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Isn't it amazing? You can come into church and you can have a heavy, heavy burden on your heart. Somebody can stand up and sing a song, and all of a sudden, your spirit is calmed. Bad music doesn't do that. Bad music will destroy your spirit. Bad music will make you tense spiritually. I gotta hurry, but let me go on. I think good music will bring conviction to you. It'll convict you. Listen to Psalm chapter 7, verse 9. Some words God wrote. In a song, God wrote. It says, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins." What's that talking about? I think God convicts us with good music. I think there are some times when there are words being used in the right kind of a song, we sit there and squirm. Because we get to thinking, boy, when the Bible starts talking about righteousness and holy living and separation from the world, and good Christian music includes all that, it brings conviction to the heart. I think sometimes you take, for instance, the songs that say thank you. You can be convicted by that. Why? Well, when's the last time you stopped and just said, "I just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. I just want to thank you." That's what good music does for us, though. Isn't it amazing? Boy, I think God understands music quite well. I think God knows what He's doing. Let me give you a couple more. And I have, have you seen how many pages I have? I'm not going to teach all the points. I've got enough for three sermons here. But let me give you a couple more. I think good music, I think it grows us. It grows us. Listen to this. In Psalm 92, verse 12, it says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree." Now remember, those are the lyrics of a song written by God. And he's talking about flourishing and things growing. Wow, I think good music causes us to grow. Now, I think the preaching of the Word of God, and you combine that with the right kind of music and the right kind of music program, will grow people. You know, we'll never let music take the place of preaching around here. But I'll tell you what else. We never plan to eliminate music around here. Amen. What are we going to do? We're going to do both. Why? It's the combination the Bible talks about. And again, it's not an accident. You have that good music. You combine it with the right kind of preaching, the right kind of music. God takes over. And it's a part of it. I really do believe there's, I think there are people in our church that they love preaching, but I think they listen to the wrong kind of music. Let me help you to take your Christianity to a whole nother level. Straighten out your music too. Straighten out your music. Now, I think there are some people that like good music that don't like preaching. Say, what are we going to do about that? Well, you're just a knucklehead. Okay, let me give you one more. Well, let me give you maybe two. I think this also. I think good music can correct us. I think good music can correct us. Listen to this. In Psalm 23, verse 2 and 3, it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Somebody's being led to go the right direction here. That means if they start to get in the wrong direction, there's some correction that will go on. I think good music can correct us. I realize a lot of you have been around church for a long time. And you've heard a lot of preaching and a lot of music. I will guarantee you, when we bring visitors in fresh off the street, they hear some of the songs and they are convicted. Do you remember back when the first time you heard a Holy Spirit-filled song about salvation and Calvary and the blood? You weren't even saved, and it almost tore you to shreds. You know what God was doing? He was using that music to convict your heart so that the Word of God could be applied and you could get born again. What was happening? God was trying to get some things corrected, especially salvation in your life. Now, that's it. I'm done. But I'm going to tell you one more thing. There's something that I think we all need to remember. The Bible teaches that music was originally created by God, for God. By God, for God. It's like everything else. Some of you will remember, not long ago, I taught on a Wednesday night the subject of stewardship. Stewardship meaning where one has something that belongs to somebody else, but they're attending to it and taking care of it and treating it right. God created music for God. He allows us to use it and enjoy it. We need that we don't destroy God's music. You say, well, I've got my music and then God's got His. No, it all belonged to God originally. Our music is to be pleasing to Him. If you would get that, it would change your life. Just like stewardship with your money. If you were here when I taught on stewardship, I reminded you, your children belong to God. They're on loan. You're to take care and rear them. Not for your vainglory. Not for family reputation. For God. Your money. It's God's money. It's just on loan to you. Treat it right. And you might not have ever applied it. But God created music for God. And when He did, He intended for us to use it the right way. For the right things. Hey, just like money, there are people that take God's money and go out and spend it on terrible, wicked things. There are people that take music that God created and they use it wrong. We shouldn't do that. We should use it God's way. You say, well, how do I know that God created music for God? Well, you can go to the book of Job and find out they were singing before the earth was ever created. It's very clear. The Bible says the morning stars were singing before God flung the earth into orbit, which meant music was around before man was ever created. That means it's God's. Now, God gave us a songbook, the Psalms. He packed it full of ingredients. And those ingredients are what make music for the Christian pure and moving and life-changing. Let music do its work, and it will do a great work.